Yeah, you are tuned in to Action Radio. Oh, yeah, we are live. Hey, you have just turned on the best hour of your day. CosmicBroadcasting.com. Let's go.
I'm going live.
Welcome back to Action Radio. This is your host, Jazzy Jazz. Who do I have on the line with me this evening? TJ, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey,
yes,
what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Just another night in the studio creating that magic.
I hear you. Thank you for taking the time out to speak with me this evening. We're trying to keep squeezing you in for longer interviews. We'll do the best we can. I know you got studio time. I know that's on the clock. Time is money. So I really appreciate your time this evening.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
We just heard your new single, She Driving Crazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no problem. Salute, shout out to you. Where did that song come from? I love it, though. I love the beat. I love everything about it. Where did it come from?
You know, one night we were in the studio and we were, just talking about a lot of the hottest strippers, exotic dancers in the game actually, live here in Houston. You have Malia Michelle, Lyra Galore, Mercedes Moore. And they actually all live here in Houston, and it's funny how the culture has kind of changed. Like back in the day, it used to be kind of one of those things that a female wouldn't really talk about if she was a dancer or a stripper. But now it's like the strippers have become like real celebrities. So I guess the song was kind of like my ode to the southern. Exotic dance, strip club phenomena, I wanted to capture the moment. I think that we came up with that joint that every strip club, she's driving crazy.
It's interesting when you mentioned that, you said that the stripper and the profession of being an exotic dancer. Well, first of all, is there a difference?
I think it's kind of one of the same. I think exotic dancer is probably a nicer way of saying stripper, but it's basically hand in hand.
Okay. Now, is there a difference between a video vixen and an exotic dancer?
I think so. I think some video vixens are just. Models, model chicks, pretty faces, nice, voluptuous bodies. But I think that a stripper or exotic dancer is somebody that actually, makes a living or makes a profit from, taking the clothes off.
Okay, but. So I guess they are different. Let me ask you this. Why do you think the popularity and the fascination with the stripper or the exotic dancer, and the reason why I ask that, because, living in Houston for a little while, I did see the culture change. At first it was like, oh, she's a stripper. Now it's like, oh, my gosh, she's a stripper. She's an exotic dancer. I want to be like that. Well, like, why is what is the fascination? Like, even Usher, in his new single, he mentions in his song, I don't care if you dance on the pole at 3, you coming with me. What is the fascination, what I'm saying, with these ladies?
I think that it's definitely one of those things where you could say hip hop culture has kind of shapes and changes, how we look at things, in hip hop culture, you got a lot of guys, a lot of, you have the streets, the street influence, a lot of the street guys, hustlers, do their thing, go to strip club, make it rain, and that became like a big thing, to make it rain and to get rained on and to be able to make it rain. I've been in strip clubs where it's like a sport, who can throw the most money up, and then the girls just happen to be, the beneficiaries, of the whole event. So I just think that this is one of those things where hip hop kind of changes the culture, just like it changes, the way some people dress, a few years ago, everybody was wearing the throwback jerseys. Yeah. And throwback jerseys, wasn't cool anymore, so they started, doing something else. It's hip hop. It just shows you you know, the strength of hip hop and the strength of black culture.
Wow.
You know?
That's a lot. That's a lot. I mean, I'm just saying, like, from my standpoint, you know, like from the non-exotic dancer and the non-stripper arena, if you want to throw money and make it rain, you can always throw it at Action Radio. I'm not tripping at all. Like, if y'all want to make a sport at throwing, see how much money y'all can throw at airtime, throw it at your girl. I'm right here.
No, I got you.
I have no problem if y'all want to throw, like, if y'all all want to get together and have, like, a big sporting event and make it rain, I have no problems at all.
Right.
That's in, and it's interesting that you do say that because I know there are a lot of women that find it extremely difficult and frustrating. You know, like you said, it's a sport. It's competitive now. It's like, oh, wait a minute. You know, I've gone here. I've gotten degrees. I've done this. I've done that. And you mean to tell me that I'm losing out to this woman with this immaculate body? That's it.
You know, I mean, it's one of those things. You know, me personally, you know, I mean, I definitely have, you know, gone to strip clubs and done my thing. You know, I think that, you know, just like anything in life, you know, everything has a place. You know, everything has a place. You know, it's not something that I would advise my daughter to do. You know, if I had a little sister or something, you know, but I'm not going to knock anybody's hustle. And I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna act like, you know, I haven't gone to a strip club and had a good time. You know, everything has its place, and you know, and if that's something that you choose to do, you know, just do your thing. And then I say, be, you know, I don't think it's a career. You know, I've never, you know, I don't think it's a career. You know, just like I don't think being a, you know, I wouldn't say being a drug dealer is a career.
Right.
I would just say, you know, get what you can get out of it and use that as a stepping stone and move on to something, you know, a little bit more solid, you know.
Understandable.
That's my take, you know.
That's understandable. You know, we're gonna kind of segue around and out of that section. I appreciate you talking about it and mentioning it. I kind of want to move on a little bit because I know our time is limited. I know you are in the studio. Can you give us a hint of what you're recording next, just a little bit?
Man, tonight I'm working on a record I'm really, really excited about. It's called I Belong to You. I'm bringing back, it's kind of like some of that classic soul, R&B, kind of reminiscent of some Jodeci / Roger Troutman.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be, I'm really, really excited about the song. I'm just really excited about getting more into, I come from a soul background, I've done records where I'm turning up and I'm, you know, doing the party vibe, but right now, I'm just really getting back into doing, just great, what I would call great classic R&B music, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's all about the song and the singing and the lyrics, you know, and I'm really happy about the song that we're doing tonight. I think it's going to be a classic.
So are you bringing the romance era back, quote unquote?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a romantic guy. You know, and I love romance, and So I'm bringing that. It never left with me, so but definitely the game needs it. So you know, I'm definitely gonna bring that back.
Excellent. Real quick. Just, I haven't had a chance to really ask a lot of folks how they felt. How do you feel about some of the social things that are going on right now, like, you know, the police brutality, the no indictments? What is your take on that right now? I just wanted to get your opinion.
You know, it's just very interesting. You know, being a young black man in America, I kind of understand the shoes that I'm in when I'm in a situation. You know, I've had this conversation with people in the barbershop. I had a conversation with friends of mine, and it's like, I'm Yeah, so it's like, when I say, you know, you kind of know the shoes you're in, you know, how I feel about the incident with Mike Brown, you know, I feel like it's very unfortunate. It's a very unfortunate situation. But what I feel is that, you know, I don't know everything that took place, but I think if, from what I have heard, you know, if in my opinion, if I think if, you know, cops tell you to get out of the street, I think he should have gotten out of the street. Now, does that give, you know, a cop a right to shoot him down? No, it doesn't. You know, but it's very unfortunate, very unfortunate. And I know it's probably a take that, you know, that is very, nobody wants to hear that. You know, it's like nobody wants to hear, well, he should have done this and should have done that. And I'm, you know, I'm not giving the officer a pass or anything. I just think that, you know, we as, you know, as black men, black people in this country, you gotta have to kind of know the shoes that you're in, you know. If I'm in a situation, you know, it's just like I've been black my whole life, so I know what to look for, I know what to look out for, I know how to, you know, how to stay out of trouble, you know. But I think that these situations, you know, are very unfortunate, and it just brings about it's just now that we live in the information age, which is bringing these types of things that we in the black community, we're used to it. You know, we know that, you know, that's with police brutality and police, abusive authority. We're used to that, you know. So what we're doing now is just really bringing all that, you know, bringing more attention to it, and hopefully it'll bring forth some change of some of these laws, because the way the laws are right now, you know, that badge protects these officers. You know, it's almost impossible to get an indictment against an officer, because, you know, they're doing these things in the line of work, in the line of duty. So, you know, just like when the gentleman in New York, I can't remember his name, when they used a chokehold against him, I think that was unlawful, you know. But, right. You know, but the officer can always fall back on, okay, well, you know, I was just doing my job. Mm. So I think it's sad, and hopefully the attention that these new incidents have brought up will bring forth some changes with the law, so that, you know, in the future, you know, some of these officers will think twice about, you know, abusing their power.
Now, TJ, do you have a quick moment for us to get into your song, I Believe in the Dream? I said, do you have a quick moment for us to get into your song, I Believe in the Dream? TJ, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We can get into I Believe in the Dream.
Yeah, absolutely, because I think that song right there that you did surmises everything that you just said, and it really kind of gives us a little bit of inspiring hope. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on the line with TJ Boyce, and this is his song, I Believe in the Dream.
Yeah.
Have this dream that someday nations will sing beautiful songs of love and peace together as one. I have this dream that one day freedom will ring with a sound that will break every chain, everywhere, yeah. 'Cause I believe in you and me, and I believe in all we can be. I believe in unity,
Believe in the Dream, TJ Boyce. This is my guest this evening. That is the song that you heard from him. Very inspiring and hopeful. So we're in, thank you and welcome back to Action Radio. We're just enjoying a little conversation with TJ. TJ, are you still there?
I think we might have lost him.
Did we lose him?
I'm sorry. I had my mute button pushed. I'm sorry.
No worry. No worry at all. Thanks for joining us this evening. I know you're extremely busy. When I was speaking with you earlier, you were telling me that you're going to Egypt for Christmas?
I'm going to Egypt for Christmas. You know, that's my first time visiting Egypt, but I'm really excited. It's like one of those trips I've always wanted to take, you know, see the pyramids, the Sphinx. I'm really excited about it.
That sounds amazing. Nice Christmas gift to you, and as always, you know, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you.
And thank you very much. Safe travels to you, my friend. You know, be careful over there, and come back.
Yes, I know, right? I was kind of worried because I wanted to go like a year ago, mm-hmm. and they said at the time it wasn't a really good time to go to Egypt because of all of the, you know, political stuff, and so I just said it's okay now. So I'm hoping that it's really, really like okay. But you know, I'm gonna take my chances. I really want to. You know, it's my dream to kind of see the whole world. You know, I think that's living to me. You know, traveling and just experiencing and seeing the world and. And really, you know, when you travel, you know, it really kind of shapes your perspective and gives you kind of a different outlook, you know, on life. You know, one of the things I was going to say about, you know, earlier when we started talking about the things in the news about all this, all these occurrences
the injustice. Yes.
In other countries, most police don't even carry guns. You know.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of looking at that, like, I travel a lot, and I just kind of noticed, like, in other countries, police carry their batons, and, they don't really carry guns. But it makes you kind of just look at the American culture, like, what are we creating here? Why does the cop at the mall have to have a gun? I don't know.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that can happen at the mall? I mean, I don't know.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because I know a lot of the security training that you do get in a lot of public areas, public spaces, or any kind of, public servant security type work, the first thing they tell you is don't be a hero.
Right.
If they're taking something, let them take it.
Right.
So I'm like, what are we afraid of at the mall? You're absolutely correct. You blow, it was funny, if you go back and you look at the movie, especially the holiday movie around this time, was that Friday After Next with Mike Epps and Ice Cube, and they were cops in the strip center. They gave him a whistle.
Yeah.
And they were upset about that, but it's like, what more can you do but blow the whistle, let somebody know, you're shooting, you could take somebody's life, so you could definitely overreact on something like that. So that's a very very keen observation that you're making. I want to kind of shift gears a little bit. What is your take on Bill Cosby?
You know what, I hate this thing on Bill Cosby, but I kind of, echo Tyler Perry's, I saw something with him on it, I think it was just yesterday, he was like, if it's true, it's very unfortunate. If it's not true, it's very unfortunate. Mm. It's almost like one of those things, like, if there's smoke, there's fire. But it is very interesting to me how all this is coming out, some 20 years later, is that some type of conspiracy? Is that conspiracy against the man? I mean, I don't know,
Well, he's very well connected in the world of media, television, and film. So it's very interesting how a lot of the models with shady past have stepped forward and have said that they were drugged, which I find extremely interesting. And I'm going to leave it right there. I'm not going to go any further, because it's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Bill Cosby has been, let's just think about this for a second. Bill Cosby got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame
right.
in 1977.
That's right.
It's
35 years ago.
This dude has been a multi-millionaire for a very long time.
That's right.
I don't think he has to drug anyone. But the thing is, rape is not about, it's about rape. What I personally know about rape, rape is about power and control.
Mm.
So, I don't know. I hate it for Bill Cosby and his legacy. But, if it is true, justice needs to be served. So,
right. If it can be, at this point, I don't know. There was another case where molestation was raised against another prominent actor, and it was 40 years later. So the statute of limitations on a lot of these things have expired.
Right.
My thing is, I appreciate and salute Camille Cosby for submitting a written statement. And if you haven't read it, please go out to Google and Google it and read her statement. But to surmise it, thoughts, be quiet. Moving on.
Right. And that's powerful. Even if she and her husband got together and he admitted it to her, I applaud her for, it's just like, you don't let everybody my business is not everybody's business. If she's gotten over it, maybe we need to go over it, you know?
I agree. And, you know, I think even some of those, you know, I'm just going to say it like this because it's hard to even put it in words because, you know, everybody loved The Cosby Show. That was one of the favorite shows. No matter how many times we all saw the dance scene with Lil Rudy and Theo and Claire and Lisa and everybody around doing that salute to their grandparents. I don't care what you say. That is an iconic moment of family togetherness and family, you know. Exactly. No one will ever be able to take that away, but to try to throw salt on it and to tarnish it for those that are coming up behind us, I think is wrong. And for whatever the reason is that they're coming out with it now, I think it's just a diluted diversion. So whatever it is that they're trying to do, you know, good luck with that. And, you know, again, they can just sat down. And I'm through with that at this point because it's like I'm frustrated because it's like, why would you try to tarnish, you know, the legacy of somebody that has done so much for so many people at this point? So I hope that whatever that is that's trying to come up, you know, hopefully they get that resolved. But again, that's been 30, you know, like you said, his, you know, star on the Walk of Fame is 35 years old.
Right.
You know, some of these allegations, you know, go back to the Carson Show, you know, in 76, 75.
Right.
You know, so it's like, what do you want us to do now?
Right. It's like, oh, you raped me 30 years ago.
Okay. You know that.
I mean, are you sure?
Are you sure? You thought you heard.
You know, I mean, is that what happened? I can't remember. You know?
It happened on the Carson Show.
Right.
Rest in peace to, you know, Johnny Carson and Egg McMahon. You know, they're both gone. I think, you know, Jay Leno even retired. So now it's in Jimmy Fallon's hands. So it's like, you know, what do you do? Okay, so, you know, if, and it's a big if they are true, what are you going to do? Put him in jail? He's, what, 78?
right. I mean, okay. Somebody has it out for him. You know, maybe he didn't, I don't know, maybe it's Illuminati. I don't know. Who knows? But I think somebody has it out for him. It doesn't seem like to me, because, I mean, all of these people coming out at the same time.
Yeah.
So many years later, I don't know.
It's very disheartening. We got to take a small break to pay some bills. You going to hang in there with us?
I'm gonna try to hang in.
Okay, excellent.
I'm gonna try to hang in.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking with TJ Boyce this evening on Action Radio. This is your host, Jazzy Jazz. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bye. Trends of Africa, specializing in clothing, jewelry, oils, music, and more. Trends of Africa. www.trendsofafrica.com, or you can call 719-591-0810. Trends of Africa, 719-591-0810.
Have you been to Area 57 lately? And if you don't know what it is, let me tell you. Recording studios, projects, mixing, mastering, videos, photos. This group has worked with the best in the industry. Plies, Maybach Music Group, Master P, and some of Houston's best and finest artists. To get in contact with them, call 832-567-1152 and contact Mike. Or you can send an email. That's Area, A-R-E-A, 57 Studios, S-T-U-D-I-O-S, @gmail.com. Get your paper on and get that project off the shelf.
This is is Shoshana French. Please tune in to my radio show, Simple Spirit, every Friday night, 5 to 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Each week, I will feature a new expert who will be teaching us how to nurture our mind, body, and spirit so that we can live a life that we love. Only here on CosmicBroadcasting.com. Again, that's Simple Spirit, every Friday night, 5 to 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Only here on Cosmic Broadcasting.
Or you can simply follow us on Twitter. Follow us at Cosmic Broadcast One.
And we are back to Action Radio. This is your host, Jazzy Jazz. We were hanging in there with TJ Boyce. TJ, you still there? Did we lose you? We may have lost him, I think, you know. Yeah, I understand.
Time is money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. When, you know, again, thank you so much for joining us. I understand, you know, hey, you're in the studio. You got studio time booked. Thank you for taking the time out to speak with us here on Action Radio. So, hey, salute. Shouts out to you. I can't wait to hear the new music. You already know what to do when you finish your studio time. Go ahead and hit your girl up with that exclusive. Speaking of exclusives, I would like to, if we can, get into a couple of exclusives. One of them being the new Christmas album from Marvin Sapp. This one's going to really just blow you away. Listen to the words, fall in love with it, and hopefully you will enjoy it as much as I do. This is Christmas Card by Marvin Sapp off of his new Christmas album, Christmas Card.
Sometimes it can get rough. Seems like you never have enough,
but you have all that you need.
I know you feel like giving up, but keep on looking up and just trust. And know it's not as bad as it could be.
I know you struggle, don't you give up though.
So here's my gift to you to help you make it through. From the heart, seems like every year, gotta make some decisions,
same choice.
Cause this year it's hard to do the nice things that you wanna do. So open up this Christmas card, and I hope it'll touch your heart. This is my prayer, to let you know that someone cares. Oh,
I know you struggle, don't you give up though.
So here's my gift to you. I could get each gift on your Christmas list.
On your list, I have to give.
It can't be bought or sent. I tell you what it is. It is love.
Heart.
All I could get you was a Christmas card.
Christmas Card by Marvin Sapp off of his new Christmas album, Christmas Card. Check out that album. It's great, great music. We're going to jump right into the next exclusive that I have from Ryan Leslie. This one is called Coke Can.
Only somebody you love can make you feel like this. Take it from somebody who knows. Les, listen. I'm having dreams, my vision is so elaborate. Cause we went from not having to really having it. Now we're having it, I can't believe it's happening. And think it all started from us talking and laughing it. I remember when we first met, what's your name? Instagram snapshots in a picture frame. Now what's better than anything you could think of? When we make love, your Giuseppe high heels in a mink rug. Pinot Noir in a glass as we slow dance. This is romance. At its best, I'm dressed in brioni. You had a salad, I had the rigatoni. And you told me I'm your one and only. Had me feeling like a real Don Corleone. Clark Gable at the dinner table. And you my Scarlett O'Hara in that dark mascara. Baby, smile for the camera.
Like you died for a minute. Only someone you love can make you hurt so bad. Feel like you died for a minute.
Yeah, we hold hands and we slow dance. Thought we had a love affair, but we broke plans. We wrote plans and we broke plans. Now your heart feel crushed like a Coke can. Hold hands then we slow dance. Thought we had a fairy tale, but we broke plans. We wrote plans, then we broke plans. Now your heart feel crushed. So perfect in them Louis Vuittons. Slow dancing with no music on. Please, baby, be my Newton John. Cause it's Saturday night and I'm the new Travolta. You looking so right through that lens with notes. A woman of style, class, grace, taste, the culture. And blessed by genetics, I meant when I said it. Girl, you could get it, feel good when you let it burn. Let it burn.
Make you hurt so bad. Feel like you died for a minute, baby. Someone you love can make you hurt so bad. Feel like you died for a minute.
Yeah, we hold hands and we slow dance. Thought we had a love affair, but we broke plans. We wrote plans and we broke plans. Now your heart feel crushed like a Coke can. Hold hands, then we slow dance. Thought we had a fairy tale, but we broke plans. We wrote plans, then we broke plans. Now your heart feel crushed.
Only someone you love can make you hurt so bad. Feel like you died for a minute, baby. Only someone you love can make you hurt so bad. Feel like you died for a minute.
Specializing in clothing, jewelry, oils, music, and more. Trends of Africa. www.trendsofafrica.com. Or you can call 719-591-0810. Trends of Africa. 719-591-0810.
Have you been to Area 57 lately? And if you don't know what it is, let me tell you. Recording studios, projects, mixing, mastering, videos, photos. This group has worked with the best in the industry. Lies, Maybach Music Group, Master P, and some of Houston's best and finest artists. To get in contact with them, call 832-567-1152 and contact Mike. Or you can send an email. That's area, A-R-E-A, 57 Studios, S-T-U-D-I-O-S, at gmail.com. Get your paper on and get that project off the shelf.
Happy Living Forever gives single men and women new ideas and ways to be in a fulfilling and loving relationship. You receive the exact skill and know-how to have a long-term relationship so you can once and for all escape the dating market and live your own love story. For more information, visit happylivingforever.com. Tune in to the Connection Plaza radio show every month as Suzanne will be hosting her segment, Happy Living Forever. Call into our studio line to participate and ask questions.
It's the best sports talk show you've never heard of until now. Talking sports with that guy every Saturday at 10 right here on Cosmic Broadcasting.
And we are back. This is Action Radio. This is your host, Jazzy Jazz. We spoke earlier with TJ Boyce. Salute, shout out to you, my brother. I know you're in the studio recording something great, so thank you so much. The song you heard before we went to break was Ryan Leslie and Coke Can. You can check that out on YouTube. Just type in Ryan Leslie, Coke Can, and check that out.
Good stuff.
Very good stuff. You know, bringing a little romance back. You know.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was good. And then before that, we heard Christmas Card by Marvin Sapp. You know, just keeping it real on Christmas. Hey, all I can afford is a Christmas card.
Just,
you know,
it's like this.
It is like that. I'm like, yeah, I like, and it was groovy too, you know.
Yep.
It was like, you know, you're just gonna slide in. All I can give you is a Christmas. That's it. Merry Christmas. But you know what? All jokes aside, maybe that's what we should go back to. We've gotten so commercial with it, we've really kind of forgotten the true meaning of just making someone smile, you know, that doesn't normally smile, you know, the other 11 months out the year or is always having a hard time. Sometimes it's those little things that have the most long-lasting impact on someone's life. So, again, check them out. Make sure you go and you follow Action Radio, Jazzy Jazz, that's J-A-Z-Z-I-E, Jazz, J-A-Z-Z, on Spotify. If you don't know what Spotify is, hey, Google that thing, find out what it is, download it, put it on your phone, put it on your computer. Follow Jazzy Jazz and make sure you get the Action Radio list each and every week I do this show. Also, make sure you go out to the Facebook page. That is facebook.com. That is /actionradio.live, L-I-V-E. Hey, go out there, view the page. If you like what you see, hey, like us. Why? Everybody likes to be liked. Pick that up from a friend of mine. Appreciate it. Thanks. Also, shouts out to Tailgate 98.5 here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Do a little segment there called A Woman's Touch. Very interesting stuff. So if you love Jazzy Jazz, you like your girl, hey, follow her everywhere she's going. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. That's at Heat975Action. On Twitter, I'm always posting up something, new music, something new, a word, a thought. Hey, make sure you follow me out there. Make sure you follow the artists that I'm playing each and every week. If you're on Spotify, click on their name, go to their biography, and you can see all of their information. Also, if you're following me on Twitter, then you can follow that particular artist. Our artist tonight was TJ Boyce calling us out of Houston, Texas. Again, thank you so much, my brother. I really, really do appreciate you coming through and talking with me. Each time I interview this young man, this friend of mine, the interview gets longer and longer. The first one, I think, was 10 minutes, and then we bumped up to like 15, and now we almost hit a full a full 30.
Yeah.
We're getting there, little by little. Hey, safe travels to you, my brother, that if you want to check out more of his music and follow him again, you can also go to YouTube, type in TJ, that's Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E. You can also follow him on Twitter, that's just at TJ Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E, real simple. And check out the new music that he is releasing and keep up with him and follow and support that brother. He's always doing great things. Lynn, did you have anything for anybody? Any, you know, usually you have a shout out or something to say. You've been real quiet.
Because I've been working.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people see this as fun and play and this, that. I'm on the other side going, hey, this time, But no, it's cool. I mean, shout out to everybody that's from that's following jazz, as well as anybody here from Cosmic. It's been it's been a year.
It has.
Can't say it's been a really, really good year, but it hasn't been a really, really bad year. You know, it's been
a year.
It's been a year. It's been a year through of a lot of ups and downs, a lot of trials and tribulations. But I'm happy for the fact that out of this entire year, we're going to be able to look up.
Yeah.
You know, January 1st, 2015.
That's right.
And we're still here.
We are still here. You know, we are still in this thing. Hey, to everybody that is listening, to all the fans, the faithful listeners, those that are checking us out for the first time, those that leave me emails, messages, tweets, to each and every one of you, thank you very much for supporting Action Radio, showing interest. Your support and love means a lot to me, and I'm definitely better because you are there. So, Merry Christmas. Yeah, I said it just plain raw like that. Merry Christmas. You know, a lot of folks, happy holidays. That's nice. Merry Christmas.
By doing that, you're bringing more attention to it. You're trying to politicize it. To me,
it's
always been Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You know, I hope that everybody out there is having a safe holiday, safe holiday plans. Hey, it is not about the biggest gift you can get. It's not about how much you get, but it is about the love, security, appreciation for that love, and family that you have. I'm not going to go into family. Why? Because your family could be made of whatever you call family. So I hope that you're around whoever that is. You know, if it's one person, if it's 10, if it's 100 people, hey, bless each and every one of y'all.
Family don't necessarily mean blood.
No, it doesn't. You know, in the Bible, it even says, hey, a friend can be closer than a brother. You know, brothers from the same mother and father. So, you know, that is what it is to you. But if it's family, hey, it's family. So whoever you are around this holiday season, appreciate and love them. And likewise, receive that love. You know, just don't be there. You know, receive it. So I hope everybody has a great holiday season. Again, go out to Spotify. Follow your girl, Jazzy Jazz. I will be putting up a Christmas mix to my DJs. I can't wait to see what you guys do with this one. There's a lot on there. It was a lot on me, so I hope hopefully it's a lot on you. And as always, thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, shouts out again to TJ Boys for stepping up to the plate. I really do appreciate you. Much success to you in everything that you do. And on that note, oh, wait, one more thing here.
I was going to say, go ahead.
Hey, tonight is Thirsty Thursday, aka Karaoke Thursday, at the Champagne Room. That is 3113 South Academy Boulevard here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Make sure you go out and show your love, show your support. Also, New Year's Eve is right around the corner at the Champagne Room. General admission is only $25 that night, and they will be running the party bus. Okay, so don't worry about getting your DUI on. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do none of that. Get on the bus, go have a good time, and then, you know, the bus will drop you off at home.
Right.
So, you know, please make sure you do your holiday celebrating safely. Lynn, what'd I miss?
No, I was just going to ask you, is there a certain song we're going out with, or are you normal?
Oh, my normal is always. Hey, it's because of you I feel just this way. Hey, I'm so famous.
There you go.
Hey, and as always, we are out.
Made you drop it out on the world. I'm so famous. Everybody needs a little light under the sun. I'm so famous. 15 minutes will never hold me in. I'm so famous. I'll never die. I'll just be born again and again and again. Bigger than sex or drugs or rock and roll. I'm so famous. I took any half you had and I made it whole. I'm so famous. I can make a deaf man hear a symphony in his head. I'm so famous. Put the motion in your ocean when you're sailing in your bed. Even if you didn't know my name, like sugar on a candy cane, it's a memory you can't forget. The
minutes will never hold me in. I'm so famous, I'll never die, I'll just be born again and again and again. I'm so famous, took the place of your daddy when he left you and your mama alone. I'm so famous, made the sound of the scratch on your record player feel like home. I'm so famous, put the rhythm in the shaking of your old ass washing machine. I'm so famous, put the pencil to the paper of a microphone fiend. Even if you didn't know my name, like sugar on a candy cane, it's a memory you can't forget. The very first time you met me, I'm so famous, I made you drop it out on the one. I'm so famous, everybody needs a little light under the sun. I'm so famous, 15 minutes will never hold me in. And I'm so famous, I'll never die, I'll just be born again and again.